I got this call from this fellow John Hamilton, who was the promoter and for the money people, and he was in Italy. I can't remember the name of the town, but I had to come over right away because he'd been messing around a gravel plant, and he was sure that there was gold in this gravel plant. So I got airplane transportation, and after traveling 15 hours, they picked me up and took me to this hotel, and I was kind of beat. But he had a bucket or two of gravel and sand and gravel, and he said, I guess we could wait till morning, you can pan this out. And I said, well, if you want it panned, why, put some water in the bathtub, and I got my pans and some screens, and we'll pan it out. So we did, and it was pretty lean pickings because I couldn't find any gold in this thing, except that I did have a screen about 6 inches in diameter that I used to separate the real fine gold from the sand and so forth, and I had brought that along with me because it made it easier panning sometime. And I was shaking that thing out, and I dumped it in the pan, and sure enough, here's a little piece of gold, and boy, this guy went almost bananas with that. And so the next day, we went down to this gravel plant where he had picked up this sample, and at about that time, I looked at that screen, and I discovered that I had been using it to actually screen and size other gold so that I could market the fine gold in the mint, and the coarser gold would be for sale to jewelers. So what had happened, there had been a small piece of gold that had stuck in the screen. And I was damn sure of it after I took a couple of pans in this place where he said he'd got all this good-looking ground and there was some gold in it. There wasn't a thing in it. And I finally admitted, I said, you know, John, I can tell you exactly what happened. And I told him that, but for the rest of the day, I tell you, I panned every damn acre that had a place on it that had water and gravel, and I didn't find anything. Well, anyway, after a few years, I did get back into mining. I hired on with Pat Sather to help her with claims on Fairbanks Creek, and that became a full-time job. We became partners, as you well know. Oh, you got one.
Thank you, Fred.